Hi, this is Mark from Pure Energy Meditation, and this is video blog number 5. And you probably can't see, but in case you're wondering, this finger's looking a bit black and a bit blue. I actually broke it yesterday, and I'm only pointing this out because it reminded me that I'd like to do a video about healing. And so I'm not going to go into that right now, but it's just kind of put that out there. If anyone's really interested in finding out about how meditation can help with healing, then kind of drop me a message, comment on this video, and when I get the time, I'm going to do a video specifically about when you hurt yourself, what that can actually mean, and how you can actually really aid the healing process using meditation. But I'll leave that for now because the reason I'm filming this video is to answer another really, really good question. And again, it's a question that's come up in different guises over the years, and on the surface, it seems like a really simple question, and that is, how do you prepare for the next step or the next stage in your meditation? In order to answer that, I think really we need to put some context in place. So, first of all, let's really just, in a very simple way, look at the different steps on a meditative journey, because everyone starts in the same place. So, and I've kind of covered this on video number one. Link. We're all coming from our mind, our emotions, and our body, and put that all together, we've got a personality, and that's kind of like the default starting point for anyone. That's human being 101. That's where we all kind of experience life from. That's where we all start. There's lots of seemingly different types of meditation, but really, the more you do, you start to see that there's a lot of commonality behind all the meditations. And really, they all dissolve down to the same fundamental principle, which is that there's stillness and love. And that if you're lucky enough to access higher energy, and again, I talk about this in video one, so what is light and sound? There isn't lots of different types of universal energy. There isn't just one. It's just light and sound and love. And if you progress along that kind of route of experiencing this and then becoming more kind of, what's the word, the best way of describing this, becoming more aware within this energy, then there's a sense of progression. I say sense because all progression ultimately requires a kind of a sense of location, but ultimately we start as a personality and we never lose that. That is always contained, that is always supported by the greatest states of consciousness that we can get access to. But there is definitely a progression, and I think that's a really, really important thing to point out, because I've met quite a few people now who've been meditating 20, 30 years on the same thing, and they've got a goal, they want to progress, but they're not progressing. And so it's really important that, teachers of meditation make it very clear it is possible to progress. And so you start with the awareness of personality, and there's various forms of meditation you can do within that remit. So, mantra, mandala, focusing on a candle, yoga, tai chi, movement-based stuff, breath meditation, which is really, really important. A whole load of other kind of forms and variants on this, including kundalini, which is all contained within the lower levels. And then there's light and sound energy. And when you get access to that, and again, referring to video one if you haven't seen it, when you first get access, what's revealed is that there is light and sound energy and that you can now perceive it. And this is, again, I'll refer to video one. This is different than some of the lower forms of light and sound that you may have access to. But the only way you're going to really appreciate this is to get access. And the process of getting access, some people refer to as initiation or an energy attunement, just means beginning. And actually, just to kind of explain some of the words that we might come across, the word yoga or yogi means union with love or union with the universal divine or God or whatever. But a yogi, in its truest sense, is someone who's connected to this energy. In other words, they have a union or a connection with divine love. And so that's the start of a spiritual journey. Now, that attunement or initiation is the first step. And there's another attunement or initiation that then proceed that follows that. And that, naturally, people refer to as second initiation or second energy attunement. And what that is takes it from being aware of the energy to fully expanding within that whole kind of spiritual higher energy plane of consciousness. And as I said, the personality, the lower vehicles, they remain. So it's not replacing one thing with another, it's including through expansion into these greater states of consciousness. So you have kind of like the levels of meditation within the lower levels, and then you have attunement to light and sound energy, and then within that you have another attunement or another transmission of energy, however you want to put it, another big expansion to this greater state of consciousness. And to throw another word in, you may have heard the phrase Mahatma, as in Mahatma Gandhi. Now, Gandhi said, you know, I am not a Mahatma. He was very humble. Mahatma is actually the meaning of a person when they have, after achieving yogi state, a union with this energy, they then expand fully into this energy and transcend limits, hence great state or greater than what came before. So that's actually the true kind of original meaning of the word Mahatma. And then beyond that is transcending actually the states themselves, transcending the energy to be one thing everywhere, or to put a simple word there, enlightenment. And I'm not even going to try and explain that, because if you can put it into words, that isn't it, because words are just limits. So all I'm doing here is kind of drawing a very simple roadmap. I'm not trying to convince you of anything. The whole point is I want you to find out for yourself. You know, because that's the only thing that has value to you. It doesn't matter what I've recognized in my meditation, because I could say anything. I don't want you to believe me. I want you to find out for yourself. That's why I teach people. It's not for my benefit. It's for their benefit. It's for your benefit. So by laying out a very simple roadmap, I make it very clear. So you can start here, you can go here, here and here. And there is a goal. The goal is to realize your highest nature, your true nature, your enlightenment. Let's just keep it simple. To realize that there's one thing everywhere and it is love and you are it. Okay. I'm smiling because, it's a real oversimplification, but it really is that simple, and it is fantastically beautiful when you finally arrive there. So I really, really hope that you do. Now, on this journey, you know, and I've been helping people do this for many, many years, people naturally ask me, well, what do I need to do to go from this stage to this stage? What do I need to do to go from this stage to this stage? And each stage is different. So how you meditate before you've got the energy is different from when you have the energy. And then how you meditate once you have fully expanded and effectively are the energy is different again from when you first got access to the energy. So it's almost like each one is a quantum shift, and each time it's starting again. It's learning new ways of being, new ways of noticing, new ways of letting go. But there is something that really helps people throughout this progression, and it's really, really simple advice. The best way to be ready for the progression is to be totally in love with what you already have. So if you're on meditation, say breath meditation, love it, because you know it's very cliched, and I can stand here and go, oh man, it's all universal love, and it is, but that's also a bit of a cop-out. So let me qualify what I mean when I say love your meditation, because that is the meaning, that is the sentiment, but let me make it a bit more tangible for you. When you love something, you're not judging it. You're not needing for it to change, to evolve, or to be anything other than what it is, because loving is accepting. Another aspect of loving is to just give your attention to something. You know, I'm sure I've said this in one of the other videos. When you love something, you just melt with it. You just merge with it. You just want to be with it. You want the barriers between you and it to dissolve. So if you're doing breath meditation, when I say love your breath meditation, I mean learn how to really let go, learn how to really drop into it, focus on it, and just enjoy being with the breath. If you're doing a mantra, learn how to love your mantra. Because ultimately, when you're loving something, you're opening your heart chakra. Okay? And that dissolves barriers. That doesn't put things in the way. It removes things that are in the way. So if you can love something that's limited, then when you have access to something that is less limited, there's less in the way, so you can love it even more. And so the best way genuinely to prepare for the next stage, which will be different, is not to, I don't know, well, it's not to fill your mind with concept of what it might be and then try and anticipate how you should be to be at that level. It's to love the level you're already at. Because the only thing that's going to be consistent as you move through this journey is how easily you can let go. And how easily you can let go is really about how much you can love. So practicing loving on any level has value on the next level. Because ultimately, when you get to the end, which is just the beginning, because you're finally free, but when you get to the perceived end of your journey, enlightenment, you realize you are love. And throughout that journey, if you've been practicing being in love and receiving love and giving love, then you've already kind of experienced it from every angle, so that when you finally get to the point where there are no angles, where there are no edges, where there are no boundaries, where there's no time, where there's no limits, where there's just love, then you've already kind of learned how to channel that, learned how to benefit from it, learned how to contribute. In other words, all your lower vehicles and identities on all the other levels are aligned with it. So the experience is that much easier, that much more complete, that much more beautiful. The state itself is already complete. You know, enlightenment doesn't come into being when you realize it. It's already there. It was before you, it will be after you. But in terms of you and your perceived journey to it, there's a lot of difference you can experience the more you can love, the more you can let go, the more you can just be. So when someone's on breath and they want to get access to the energy and they say, well, what's the best thing I could do? I generally give them this advice. I say, look, enjoy your meditation, which is just another way of saying love it. Learn to let go into it. Learn to just be present in it. Whether you're doing 5 minutes, 25 minutes, an hour and 5 minutes, or 5 hours, really come from the heart. You know, I do give them advice that they have to meditate, because, you know, it's like if you don't do it, you don't really build those identities or that awareness within those vehicles. So there is a prerequisite to just some common sense stuff like actually meditating. And on a common sense side of things, if you want to kind of look at, I've kind of listed out some of the things that really help people to get ready to start on this energy meditation, then I'll put a link on the webs on the side here, and I'll put a link in the bottom on YouTube for a link directly to the page on my website. But yeah, just coming back to the question, so what's the best way of preparing for the next step, whether that's kind of moving from breath and mantra onto light and sound energy, or whether that's moving from awareness of light and sound energy to the much greater expansion, which we'll call second stage, or whether that's moving beyond second stage to enlightenment, whenever someone's preparing, the best advice is always love what you already have. Because what's coming is new. It's going to be different. It's not something you can imagine or anticipate. It's going to be a kind of like a paradigm shift in terms of your consciousness, because you're not coming at these things through your mind. So you can't learn some rules here that equally apply here and equally apply here. The only thing that's consistent is the heart. You know, and again, I'm smiling because I understand what happens to your chakras at different stages. And really, the heart is the only thing that is consistent, because love is the thread that runs through all of these levels, because ultimately it comes from love. So really, really simple advice. Just love what you already have. It's fine to have ambition. It's fine to want to progress. And remember, whoever your teacher is, you know, if they have access to all of this, then they want you to have access to all of this. If, you know, if they're a true teacher of spiritual meditation, then they want you to progress. So when I'm working with someone, it's not a case of, I'm holding them back. I want them to progress. So they don't need to worry about, I don't know, showing a desire, because I have the desire for them to progress. What I'm waiting for is to see, do they already value what they already have? Because there's a nice saying, you know, if someone can't value £10, Or, then why would they value £1 million? In other words, if you can learn the value of what you already have, the universe will give you more because that's the natural order of things. So, in the same way, if you can already love the meditation you have access to, then you're in a really good place from the heart to open up even more when you have access to more potential. At the end of the day, if you're going, oh, well, I'm only on the breath meditation, or I've only got the first stage of access to the energy, you're at some level judging it and dismissing it and criticizing it. And when you use those words like dismiss and criticize and judgment, these aren't from the heart words. These aren't loving words. These are limiting words. You're comparing it against your expectations, or you're comparing it against where other people are. So, in terms of meditative ability, I've seen people who are much more able and they haven't even got access to the energy. And I've seen people who've got access to the energy, but they're not really moving with it because they're in a frame of mind of comparison and contrast. Well, I want to be at the next step and I'm only at this step. Whereas the people that are just loving what they're experiencing are in the moment. It's as simple as that. Because all comparison, all desire, all criticism, all judgment isn't in the moment. We're coming back to a real core theme here. Meditation is about being present. So if you really are able to just let go and do your breath meditation, it will be amazing. And in that moment, there won't be a desire to progress because you're just totally in the moment. And that is the best place to be for when you receive the energy to move on to the next step. And then when you receive further achievements to move on to the next step. And then when you transcend all of that and just realize that it was love all along. So keeping it really simple, just love what you already have access to. Thank you.